Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A new week begins right here, right now, live on a Monday morning on the early line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are here together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. A Monday, of course, to sit back in the armchair and look back on the divisional round of the NFL postseason. A quadruple header of games over 2 days. 4 games in total. 8 teams all looking for spots in 2 conference championship games this upcoming weekend. A total recap, our reactions to everything that we saw throughout the division around weekend in the National Football League. And this stretch run of football keeps getting better because it's not done. We've got a national championship on the line tonight between Ohio State and Notre Dame in the first ever 12-team college football playoff to Atlanta, Georgia we go. Inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a matchup between the Buckeyes and the Fighting Irish. A full-blown breakdown, preview, and picks for the national title game on this Monday coming just a little bit later on. DRS, what a way to start off this week live right here on the early line.
Absolutely. So much to go over Saturday and Sunday. The weather elements, the exciting finishes, the major upsets, the teams looking to advance, narratives playing out, 2 MVP candidates going toe-to-toe. Was one better than the other one, or were there some other extenuating circumstances that cost them? Saquon Barkley coming over from the New York Giants to the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe one of the single best free agent signings in the history of football, once again played out in a game that looked like a snow globe for most of the second half. Exciting times all the way through. I think I lost weight yesterday. How about this, Ben? You want a quick factual statistic yesterday? I came home to watch that football game, and my watch said 2,347 steps. I didn't leave the house. At the end of the Eagles game, it said 11,450 steps. I just walked that entire pace of my basement here. Unbelievable stuff, and I can't wait to break it all down with you.
It was that kind of game, and it seemed like it would be over with less than 5 minutes remaining in the fourth and final quarter, but the Rams did make it stressful at the link. We'll talk about that game and every game, our reactions throughout these opening 3 hours to kick off a new week. But DRS, let's go to the marquee matchup that we were all anticipating and waiting for on a Sunday night to end out the divisional round weekend. A game that we expected to be close, highly competitive, and high scoring. And that's exactly what we got. To Western New York we go, the Bills and the Ravens. In Buffalo is back in an AFC championship game for the first time since 2020. They hold off Baltimore 27-25. The Bills win outright as a short underdog at home in a total of 51 and a hook. Does barely go over. We thought we might see overtime with just over 90 seconds remaining in regulation. Lamar Jackson to Isaiah Likely from 24 yards out. The flock has to go for two. The other tight end, Mark Andrews, wide open across the pylon, drops it. A couple of uncharacteristic mistakes from Andrews late in the fourth quarter cost the Ravens a chance to get to the AFC Championship. Buffalo is headed back, where they will take on the Chiefs.
Lamar Jackson was excellent, Ben, outside of two plays. Mark Andrews was excellent outside of two plays, but you can't make those mistakes on the biggest stage. If you just break this game down, take away the box score, just look at the team statistics. Three turnovers, no turnovers. That told the entire tale of the game. So some might say, yes, Mark Andrews dropping that pass at the end probably cost them the game, but they did so many things unconventionally that we usually see from the Baltimore Ravens, which is protecting the football and not turning it over. They did that at the worst times here. That's why they lost this game. That's why they're going home and Buffalo is moving on.
Yep, that really is the story. A couple of uncharacteristic turnovers from Lamar Jackson in the opening half that resulted in a Buffalo touchdown. The Bills edge out the Ravens 27-25. Plenty more reactions and takeaways from that game in just a moment. And in the snow yesterday in the city of brotherly love, especially in the final two quarters, we expected it to be a ground game for Philadelphia. And that's exactly what Saquon Barkley delivered. The Eagles win 28-22 at the link behind 205 yards from Saquon Barkley. The Eagles have played the Rams twice this year, DRS. Barkley himself, four rushing touchdowns. All four of those touchdowns, at least 62 yards in length. Philadelphia back in the NFC Championship game where they will host in Philly for a second time in the last three seasons.
The Eagles set themselves up at the end of that game to probably, I would be watching, I've seen a lot of horrific losses in my Philadelphia fandom. That might have been the worst because it's very rare that you see Saquon Barkley hit a home run, essentially, with 4 minutes to go in that game to put them up two touchdowns. Where the party starts, you're already looking forward to the NFC Championship game and maybe you win a Super Bowl. And in a blink of an eye, the Rams are inside the 20-yard line about to win the football game outright. It was so wild. We have a long time to actually go over this football game, but credit where credit is due. Saquon got the job done. Matthew Stafford brought his team back. How fun it was to watch the play in that type of atmosphere where the snow was coming down. Yeah. The field goal kickers missing extra points, but making clutch field goals here. You had everything as a fan you wanted, except for me losing three bets in the final 3 minutes of that game when I was ready for a sweep. So it hurt my wallet, but boy, did it help my heart.
The Rams made things very, very interesting. A total of 42.5 does go over. And by the hook, LA does cover as a 6.5-point dog. But Philadelphia will host an NFC Championship game. Well, if you've been under a rock all weekend, why would Philly be hosting when the Lions are the one seed? Because the Commanders spoil a historic season in the Motor City, and the upstart Jaden Daniels and his Washington side marching to the first NFC Championship for this franchise in nearly 25 years. The first since 1991. Bad math. That's 33 years. The Commanders upset the Lions in Detroit outright as an 8.5-point underdog on Saturday night in a high-scoring affair, winning 45-31.
Just look at the way this weekend played out. And again, this game was so exciting. We could spend 3 hours on it. But the one statistic that I look at is not Jaden Daniels is awesome. It's not that the Detroit Lions can't move the football. Five turnovers by the Detroit Lions. Yep. Washington with zero turnovers. That is your recipe for success. Take care of the football. Win playoff games. Washington with a massive upset that I didn't see coming here. Congratulations to the Commanders. They're 5 years ahead of schedule, Ben.
A historic season for Jaden Daniels, where he has defied expectation and the odds that will continue into conference championship weekend. Speaking of conference championship weekend, there is one team very comfortable in that spot for a seventh consecutive year, all seven seasons with Patrick Mahomes as the starter in Kansas City. The Chiefs will play in the AFC Championship game with a 23-14 win over the Texans on Saturday. We'll talk about that spread in just a minute, but a 9.5-point closing number because of a safety with 11 seconds left in regulation. The Texans do cover.
The one thing we know is Travis Kelce might be getting older, but you give him a couple weeks to get prepared for the playoffs with a bye week. He was shot out of a cannon. All the Chiefs do is make plays when it matters. All they do is win, and people don't like it. It's just the way it is.
People do not like it. People think there might be some extra influences helping Kansas City win a football game. But the result is often the same. The Chicago Bears interviewing Eddie George, former Tennessee Titan and very successful head coach at Tennessee State for their head coaching position, DRS.
Yeah, we're just wasting money. Is this just tax write-offs? Is that all they're looking for right now? Extra mileage to fly these guys in? Stop it.
Or a certain rule that needs to be met. The LA Dodgers, the rich get richer. Rookie Sasaki and Tanner Scott over the weekend in a great game at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, officiating under review. But Michigan State holds off Illinois 80-78 to remain unbeaten in a top 20 tilt inside the Breslin Center. Plenty more on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As we said all last week, division around weekend in the National Football League postseason each and every year is highly regarded as the best weekend of football all season long. Why? It's not a jam-packed slate. Sure, four games, two on each day, Saturday and Sunday, but because you have the best of the best competing in the most significant stage of a season for a spot in a conference championship game, and oftentimes, DRS, throughout a division around weekend slate, a lot of people will point at a game and say, you see, that really could be the de facto conference title matchup, which is what we all felt entering last night to end out the divisional weekend in Western New York. The Buffalo Bills at home hosting the Baltimore Ravens. A line and a point and a half in favor of the flock on the road all week long. 18, 20, 10 cents at times. The difference on the money line closed with 22 cents of difference between the Ravens and the Bills, and a total north of 50 at 51 and a hook. Donnie, we talked about this game leading up to the matchup on Sunday night and said if the odds track, if the game flow follows the numbers, we are in for an instant classic. And oftentimes when you set high expectations for something, it can fall short. Not last night. In Orchard Park, the Bills outlast the Ravens late in regulation, 27-25, to get back to an AFC championship game for the second time in the last five seasons. 27-25, the final. Again, Buffalo wins outright as a short point and a half underdog at home, plus 102. The closing money line price on the FanDuel Sportsbook. A total of 51.5 does sky over. Buffalo does enough to beat Baltimore, who often DRS throughout this game beat itself. The Ravens making uncharacteristic mistakes we had not seen from Lamar Jackson and company all season long.
Yeah, a lot of things that didn't go the way of the Ravens, but the one thing that didn't go the way of the Ravens was they self-inflicted themselves multiple times, Ben, which included drop passes and also, more importantly, turning the football over. You can't do that. You can survive in playoff games, Ben, right? You turned it over two times, we turn over once. Okay, we can make up for it as long as it wasn't bad. It's hard to survive three turnovers and major drop passes in big spots. And also keep in mind, there were a couple plays that did go against the Baltimore Ravens. Maybe the biggest one for me was right before the half, a horrible bailout call on a pass interference in the red zone, which he, like, on the play itself, there was even a part when I saw the flag come in, I said, oh, that's probably on the Buffalo wide receiver for running over the defensive back, but they called it on the DB. Right. They showed the instant replay. You saw the guys in the booth disagree with it, and I did. That was a major call because that was a three-point field goal turned into a seven-point touchdown there. Also keep in mind, in the third quarter, you see the Baltimore Ravens scored 9 points. Oh, it was three field goals. No, it wasn't. They went for the two-point conversion and didn't get it. The guy was open. It got tipped. Bad play, or bad luck, I should say, for the Ravens. Great play by Milano. But then you see at the end of the football game, you score that touchdown. If you just kick that extra point in the third quarter, you don't need the two-point conversion. Now, granted, if they got it, they didn't get it, they still had a chance, and they dropped the ball. But also, Lamar Jackson was phenomenal in that fourth quarter, lighting up the drives here. 6 minutes left to go. Mark Andrews over the middle with a fumble that you just can't have. Sometimes, Ben, like, man, you got a hard hit, pounded the football, helmet to helmet. He basically had it like a loaf of bread and got knocked out of his hand midway through, which is a great play by the Buffalo player. But those are the plays that stand out to me. Like, Lamar Jackson was good enough to win this football game, but you can't absolve him here. That terrible fumble when you're driving where you have to take care of the football, that was a careless turnover, and the easy interception that he gave up earlier in that football game. That's what it came down to. If you go toe-to-toe, statistics-wise, you know, Baltimore's the better team, but turnovers make up such a big deal in this game, and that's what the end is. Was result was. Yes, Mark Andrews dropped a huge two-point conversion, which is a great play call, great pass by Lamar, catch it fall into the end zone. We might have one of those epic games we've talked about for decades. But at the same time, if you're not going to make those plays, don't expect to win football games against the Buffalo Bills, who were unbeaten at home and stayed unbeaten at home.
Sadly for the flock, what will be remembered is two plays and two mistakes by Mark Andrews in the fourth and final quarter. First, with just under 9 minutes remaining, on a long completion from Lamar Jackson in the middle of the field, where Mark Andrews probably should have just turned north and tried to get as many yards as he could. He tries to get around Buffalo's Terrell Bernard, who makes a sensational defensive play, punching out the football, and then recovers the loose ball for a fumble recovery. Baltimore was driving. It led to a field goal for the Buffalo Bills and a lot of time off the clock in the fourth and final quarter. The Ravens moved the football exceptionally well last night, including in the final 2 minutes. Isaiah Likely from Lamar Jackson, who had all day to stand in the pocket and allow somebody to get open, they connect from 24 yards out. So 27-25 with a minute and 33 seconds remaining in regulation. To DRS's point, the flock had to go for two. They run a great play. Lamar Jackson on a bootleg extends and gets leverage on the perimeter. Mark Andrews, his top target, always wide open, and drops the football. It was bitterly cold. It was slick conditions in Buffalo. Not quite the snow we saw in Philadelphia earlier on Sunday, but not exactly the best football weather you have ever seen. Regardless, a play that Mark Andrews probably makes 9 times out of 10, 99 out of 100. Just not in the biggest spot of the season. The two-point conversion fails, and Buffalo advances to an AFC championship game. Again, DRS, I think you hit the nail on the head. In a game that had a point and a half spread with 22 cents of closing distinction on the money line price, if you turn the football over, it is going to cost you in a game that is expected to have a razor thin margin, and it cost the Ravens last night.
It absolutely did. Like, again, looking at the box score, Lamar Jackson doubles up Josh Allen in pass yards, doubles, basically two touchdown passes to none there. You take a look at your star running back, Derrick Henry, who had loved more carries, but you were down for the majority of the second half. 16 carries for 84 yards and a touchdown over 5 yards per carry. As a team, 30 carries for $176. That's 6 yards per carry that they had. But the reason why they lost that game, because when you play it out, it's like, oh, yeah, turnovers are big. No, turnovers were massive. You were going in for a touchdown, what looked like the first half when Lamar Jackson fumbled that football and really changed the complexion of the game. And then you saw the Mark Andrews play. You going for a touchdown there. It's a 5-point game. You score. It doesn't matter if you get the 2-point conversion. You have the lead. Then the final drive of the game, right down the field, made all the plays you needed to, and a perfect play call by the offensive coordinator. You had the tight end and the wide receiver run interference for Andrews out in the flat. Perfect play call. Execution was there. Just make the catch. He didn't. They're going home.
Plenty more from Western New York. Our reactions continue next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you back to the Early Line Live right here on a Monday morning following the divisional round weekend in the National Football League playoffs. In DRS, there is always the positive to highlight in a reaction to a game. The Buffalo Bills advance to the AFC Championship against a familiar foe in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs next Sunday night. There is also the reaction to the team that came up short and had its season come to a close. That is the Baltimore Ravens. There is also the reaction to one of the heaping narratives entering a postseason matchup, the direct head-to-head between the quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. Two guys that will go head-to-head for the NFL MVP hardware this season. Lamar Jackson, AP All-Pro first team. Josh Allen, second team, but did enter that regular season finale weekend as the minus money favorite. Lamar Jackson had better stats throughout the regular season, had better stats in terms of yardage production and touchdowns thrown last night. But Josh Allen did not turn the football over, and his team won a football game. It should be noted that any postseason performance, of course, is not taken into account for a regular season award that is the NFL MVP. And Donnie, I think the stat that will matter most outside of the final score, the two in terms of not touchdowns, but turnovers from Lamar Jackson last night in Western New York.
Yeah, and the conversation has always gone around, can Lamar Jackson get it done in the biggest moments? Because typically we watch the frustration of Baltimore fans and handicappers when you back the Baltimore Ravens and say, boy, Lamar just can't throw the football, or they're throwing it too much. The game plans are out of whack. The game plan wasn't out of whack, because I've said it all last week, Ben. I think my exact thing was throw the football 25 times or less. Did you see how many times Lamar Jackson threw the football? 25 times. Make sure you're eating on the ground. $1.76, which is good for 6 yards per carry and a touchdown. You did that. But in the biggest moments here, I didn't take away that Lamar Jackson wasn't ready for the moment. He was, but he still made mistakes, which put his team behind the eight ball. And his teammates did not help him and bail him out. Because let's just say, take away the interception, which was all on Lamar Jackson. The fumble, which was on Lamar Jackson. Let's just say he gets tackled and protects the football there. They probably get points on that drive. You also see the Mark Andrews fumble. Let's just say he catches that, stumbles down, they get the ball on the 40-yard line, and they drive in and score. Baltimore's probably going to win this football game, but you don't get the benefit of the doubt. You know who gets teams like the benefit of the doubt? The Kansas City Chiefs, if they would have lost to the Houston Texans. Like, ooh, that's an anomaly. They do nothing but get the AFC Championship games, win them, and get the Super Bowls and win them as well. They just didn't have their A game. It's far too gone now to look at the Baltimore Ravens and just say, oh, it was a bad break at this point. Is it a bad break every single time they make the playoffs here with that team with an MVP caliber quarterback, an unbelievable running game, a quality defense that can't get over the hump? We just can't give out any more excuses, even though yesterday it wasn't really on Lamar Jackson, but the narrative is there. He just can't get it done in the biggest moments here, protecting the football and being able to win a football game. Even though, Ben, last year, right? Hey, trying to make a comeback. Was that his fault that he threw a great pass to Zay Flowers, and Zay Flowers dives into the end zone and gets it punched out here, effectively losing the football game? But those bad breaks are happening way too much, and Lamar's been there all the way through.
The Baltimore Ravens moved the football incredibly well last night. Opening possession of the game, 8 plays, 73 yards, right down the field in just over 4 minutes to score a touchdown. And Donnie, that's one of the issues, right? It wasn't Lamar Jackson that threw a bad pass or dropped the football in a 2-point conversion try that would have tied up the game near the end of regulation. It wasn't Lamar Jackson that airmailed Mark Andrews and it was intercepted with under 9 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. It was a strike from Lamar to Andrews, who then fumbled the football. But two uncharacteristic turnovers in the opening half that directly resulted in 7 Buffalo points and a touchdown after the fumble. And what did Josh Allen not do? Turn over the football last night, which is something that has plagued his career throughout his time in the NFL. Both guys drafted in 2018, both in the opening round. Josh Allen is going to play in his second AFC Championship game. Lamar Jackson and his flock has only been there once. A team that has made the playoffs 6 of the previous 7 NFL seasons, and now a 3-5 postseason record for Lamar Jackson. Fair or unfair, DRS, we put success of a franchise squarely on one position. That is the quarterback, and it was a narrative Lamar Jackson was unable to change last night.
You're right. And understand this. Like, let's just play out the rest of Lamar Jackson's career. Phenomenal quarterback. He's going to put up a lot of yards. But what happens like if he never actually makes a Super Bowl? Like, the things that we knock, like Eli Manning on being a 500 quarterback in the regular season or throughout his career, but stepping up in the big moments, that might get you the Hall of Fame. Lamar Jackson's a Hall of Fame player without those Hall of Fame credentials of winning.
Plenty more next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The reactions from the divisional round weekend in the National Football League postseason. Again, there is the good. A team that advances to a conference championship game, that continues its run perhaps to a Lombardi Trophy, that can change the scope of a franchise forever. And then there is the bad. a team that saw its season come to a close in questions and narratives that will have to be answered and spoken about for much, much longer. That includes the RS in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson entered the 2024 NFL postseason with a 2-4 playoff record. He exits at 3-5 and with only one AFC championship title berth to show for it. Lamar Jackson was drafted with the final pick, 32nd overall, in the 2018 NFL draft, that final pick of the opening round. He became the starter in mid-November of his rookie year in the Charm City. He has been the quarterback for the Ravens, often in playoff games, not 2022 when he was injured, and that was Snoop Huntley. But when you look at Baltimore as a franchise, six playoff bids in the last seven seasons, four AFC North divisional titles in those six playoff bursts, which means at least you are hosting one playoff game, and Donnie, twice in that span, the number one seed with the best record in the NFL in the AFC. You would think just based on path, that would be multiple AFC championship game appearances and perhaps a Super Bowl berth in there as well. Again, whether the fair or unfair, we put win-loss playoff success on one quarter, on one position, and that is the quarterback. Lamar Jackson, 3-5, unable to change the narrative around the lack of success he has had throughout his postseason tenure in the National Football League. That once again comes up short in the divisional round last night in Buffalo.
Absolutely, and it did come up short, and now the narrative starts to switch over to Lamar Jackson. Will he ever be able to get it done? And it's a shame. It's just the way it is. It's the cold, hard reality. But understand what played out yesterday, too, because you had two quality football teams with MVP quarterbacks on both sides here. One had to lose. Like, they both couldn't tie and move on and play Kansas City next week to see who's going to get the advantage to get to the Super Bowl. You had a home field advantage, which is what you play for the entire season, and that certainly would have been an outcome. Why? Because the Buffalo Bills haven't lost a single game at home, and that was a narrative playing into it. They made the plays when they had to. They didn't turn the football over, but the focus always is going to be on the Ravens because the game plan was correct. Lamar didn't throw it 42 times and looked terrible out there. He was very efficient inside the pocket, made the one bad pass on an interception, and we're acting like that interception was a pick six. It's just your normal NFL interception. Got to make a better play, a better read. It just didn't happen. But the careless fumble was so big because not only were you going in for points, you turn it over and let a 40 to 50 yard run go back the opposite way with Von Miller as he picks that ball up. And then sometimes when you're, even though you're a great player, you need bailouts. As I talked about Eli Manning, bailed out in the Super Bowl where guys, David Tyree is catching a ball off his head. Asante Samuel is dropping easy interceptions. Even though you're a great player, you still need breaks here. You just can't have the disastrous ones where you make a perfect pass to a player, he catches it and then fumbles. You make another great play on the goal line on a two-point conversion, hit your tight end right in the breadbasket, he falls down, it's a two-point conversion. Now you have the momentum the rest of the way in that game and maybe can win it here. His team didn't help bail him out, and it's the same thing, Ben, even before the break I talked about. Last year, trying to get back into that game against Kansas City, throws a ball, dive into the end zone, get it punched out, lose on that spot right there. His team at the same time with him over the MO for the Baltimore Ravens is they're just not making the big plays or taking care of the football in the absolute biggest games. And that's why Lamar Jackson doesn't have a Super Bowl championship. His team also, most times, the better football team in those games, and they're not winning it.
DRS, Lamar Jackson nearly doubled up Josh Allen, as you saw from the stats in terms of total yardage output. But he also doubled up Josh Allen in terms of turnovers. It's one of the things in a game that features 22 cents of difference on that closing money line. You are not awarded the breaks when the margin is that thin if you turn the football over, as we all expected to be the case and as we saw. We'll talk more about an AFC championship showdown with Buffalo's kryptonite in the postseason, that being the Kansas City Chiefs, a little bit later on in a very competitive game that we all expect once again to end out a weekend on a Sunday evening inside Arrowhead a little bit later. Donnie, elsewhere around division, around weekend, fun times in Philadelphia, but stressful times as well. A generational and historic performance out of Saquon Barkley that has seen the Rams twice this year and put up career efforts in both games. 28-22, the victory for the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field on a snowy Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. Closing 6.5-point spread, so by the hook, L.A. does cover. Total of 42.5 does go over. It was a Saquon story yesterday. It was a ground effort by the Eagles that we expected to be the difference, and it was. And it did get tight late. But the Eagles outlast the Rams 28-22 to advance to the NFC Championship game for a second time in the last three seasons, hosting said NFC title matchup in each of those two berths.
Yeah, we thought the weather conditions would favor the Eagles, and it was interesting to watch the way this game started, Ben, because it looked like it was going to be a clear day, and maybe the weather, hey, held off at the right times, and then you saw that sort of turn in the second half, and we'll get there, but let's understand what happened in this football game to start, and the LA Rams are just hoping they don't see Saquon Barkley in their nightmares, because he absolutely was terrorizing them through their two games this year. The home run hitting ability was right away, and how about Jalen Hurts, who did get banged up in this football game, and again, we'll get to that just a little bit later, but since on the opening drive, a 44-yard touchdown run, the longest of a career, really setting the table, saying, we have the mobile quarterback, the weather's coming in here, we're going to get that lead early, only to see the Rams take a 7-6 lead, and then Saquon Barkley hits another home run before the snow gets out there, an advantage to the Philadelphia Eagles. The one thing that was clear all the way through is Jalen Hurts has not been all that efficient in the air. Quite frankly, they haven't needed him to be all that efficient in the air. Then he gets injured a little bit. He takes the sack for a safety, and I'm starting to worry, like, not only is can the Eagles get to the Super Bowl or can they win next week, can they even win this football game? Because, Ben, what was the major advantage you had? If you said it's going to be a snow globe for 2 to 3 quarters in this game, well, one team has a statue in the pocket. The other has a mobile quarterback. You should just wait back there and count the 3 seconds, run and do whatever you can. Jalen Hurts wasn't able to do that. But the fact that Saquon Barkley was out there hitting home runs, which included late in the game, really covered up for a lot of flaws, because you saw Hurts take 7 sacks in this ballgame. The Eagles' defense had 5 sacks in this ballgame. It wasn't as if it was really clean, and almost that advantage went away where it was Saquon Barkley versus Kyren Williams. And by the way, Kyren Williams, 19 carries for 106 yards in that game. He was up to the task to try to chase down Saquon until late in that game where he hit that home run to give the Eagles the 2-touchdown lead. And then, Ben, I don't understand how my Sunday played out. That under 43 and a half. The missed extra point by Jake Elliott. I was like, nobody's going to score in this game. Like, the Rams can't even move the football now. All of a sudden, then they turn into and say, we're just going to move up and down the field, left and right with ease against your secondary, which is something we could not do. Also, Ben, I had over 55 and a half carries in this game. When Saquon Barkley hit that home run 4 minutes to go, that gave me 54 carries. So if he doesn't hit the home run, just gets 8 yards, gets 2 more carries, I win that game. Also, at the end of the game, stopping the Rams at the end was great. I got 1 kneel down, which gave me the 55. I lost the 43 and a half total. Also, Ben, I had 160 yards to play with on a 427-yard combined passing day between the two quarterbacks with about 7 minutes to go. I lost that too because the Rams went into nuke mode on the final two possessions to give Matthew Stafford 324 to match up with Hurts' 128. Painful day in the pocket and an unbelievably crazy fan day, but the Eagles were the better team. Why? They didn't turn the football over in the biggest moments, which the Rams did twice, which is unacceptable.
Two fumbles out of L.A., both in very costly spots. Your heart is happy, although your blood pressure, I'm sure, DRS, got a little bit up there. We'll talk about the closing moments of regulation. And a defensive player for Philadelphia in his second year in the league, Jalen Carter, making a name for himself in the city of brotherly love. That in Saquon's historic day, and Jalen Hurts' left knee. All of that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So just to peel back the curtain a little bit for Donnie Wrightside's Sunday schedule. Of course, does a great job alongside Kevin Walsh and Joe Lisi hosting Pro Football Today. Drives home like a madman to beat the weather in South Jersey and the greater Philadelphia area. And as he said, had a little bit more than 2,000 steps, as you might expect, sitting on a desk for 3 hours in a pregame show for an NFL Sunday in a divisional round weekend. But Donnie, what was the step count after the Eagles-Rams game to kick off our Sunday doubleheader?
It was roughly like 2,300 at the start of the Eagles game and ended up around 11,000, midway through, like almost to 12,000 steps. Because when I watch games, and I usually like to watch them by myself, but I don't sit down. But I'm a very nervous character because, of course, you have bets going in. Right. But when your favorite team is playing elevated standards, I even thought about, Ben, in the final 2 minutes when the Rams got the ball back, just turning the TV off and coming back to, like, the internet in about 20 minutes just to check on it. That's how crazy that game got at that point. But I was just walking around constantly worrying because even when, like, Saquon Barkley hits the home run, it's fantastic. But that game was so touch and go all the way through where huge plays were being, like, whether it's Puka Nacua down the sideline to sort of put them into range to win that football game, or it's Kyron Williams fumbling a football ball that got run all the way back inside the 10, whether it was a tush push on the half inch yard line where Lane Johnson false starts when it would have been a touchdown, which then caused it back to a field goal. There were so many opportunities for both teams to seize that moment, and the Rams just couldn't do enough and kept penalizing themselves here. It was a crazy game to watch, but for me, I don't know how it would have, because I'm 47 years old now. I've seen a lot of bad losses and a lot of heartbreak here. But as we were saying, like, the game where it's like it's done, like Saquon hits the home run, the celebration, he's running around the end zone. The game is over because the Rams probably would be lucky to get a first down the rest of the way. Then to have it say, like, if the Eagles lose this game, I don't know how I'm going to react. And then I know you want to get to that one play where Jalen Carter, two sacks in that game, multiple pressures, a forced fumble in that game. In the biggest moment, Ben, don't you need your best player on your defense to step up, beats the guard and the center who were confused, sacks Matthew Stafford on a 3rd and 2 with no timeouts, which forced them to huddle up, waste even more time, and then try to ask them to convert a 4th and long to try to extend that drive or possibly win the football game. That, if you could say one play, what was the key out of every, forget about Saquon Barkley's home runs, because I don't think the Eagles win that game if that sack doesn't happen on 3rd and 2.
And that's what I was going to say, DRS. I think most of those steps, probably in the anxious final 5 minutes, a lot of celebration and jubilation after Saquon Barkley breaks off a 78-yard touchdown run with just under 5 minutes remaining to put the Eagles up 28-15. And the Rams had been lifeless offensively. Back-to-back possessions with a fumble, including that strip sack out of Jalen Carter. But then, all of a sudden, in the conditions, the snow, the wind, Matthew Stafford starts dotting up that Eagles secondary. They go right down the field in 1:48 to make it a one-possession game. They force a 3-and-out. They get the ball back. A dime to Puka Nacua, who holds on for dear life on his right shoulder pad, puts the Rams into Philly territory. And Donnie, with 85 seconds left, the Rams were on the doorstep of the red zone, Philly's 21-yard line. And then 3rd and 2, Jalen Carter makes a play that will be remembered by that Eagles defense for a very long time. Forces a 4th and long. Stafford looking for Nacua, unable to convert. It was everything the Eagles needed in the moments that mattered most. And another career day for Saquon Barkley. 4 rushing touchdowns in 2 games this year against the Rams. Each at least 62 yards in length. He is the first player ever, DRS, in NFL history to have 4 rushing touchdowns against the same franchise that have totaled 60 yards or more in distance. He has done it in 2 games this year against Los Angeles. Both games, he had 26 carries against the Rams defense. Both games north of 200. A career day back in the regular season, 255 yards, the 5th most rushing yards in a single NFL playoff game in league history. Yesterday at the link, 205 yards on the ground.
And it's amazing the way it works out too, because sometimes you see, like, there's really good running backs and then there's the running backs that transcend the game. Like, once Saquon Barkley breaks through the initial line in the linebackers, it's like you are expecting him to hit home runs, and he did it twice and it looks so effortless. You had the same almost exact play call, Ben, a week earlier against the Green Bay Packers where he was going to shotgun blast after the end zone and slid. This time, since the Eagles were up 7, not 1 point, he decided to take it to the end zone. But it is funny the way it works out. Like, if Saquon would have ran that football, and let's just say instead of scoring the touchdown, slid down at the 8-yard line, there was 4 minutes to go in that game, 3 timeouts. So theoretically, if they would have ran 3 more plays, cost a 3, kicked the extra point, or excuse me, kicked the field goal, they probably would have won easier. But nobody's thinking about that when you hit the home run to go up 13, an extra point makes it 14. You can never fault them for doing that. That's what you're supposed to do. And the game should be over. But the fact that the Rams came back was incredible. But the focus on Saquon Barkley, like, understand his Giants career, marred with injury, horrendous offensive line, and a terrible organization. Let him slip to the Philadelphia Eagles, because understand this. If the Eagles don't have Saquon Barkley this year, are they a quality football team? Yeah. Did they probably make the playoffs? Yes. But no way, shape, or form are they playing in the NFC Championship game. And if things don't break right, maybe they even miss the playoffs. He's been that good, and this is a running back. This is the resurgence of the superstar running back, which 2 years ago we thought was gone. Center stage, biggest moments, biggest performance here. He was absolutely phenomenal this season, and when it mattered most in the biggest games, equally as phenomenal, Ben.
And if you bet the over on the lead running backs for both sides and the quarterbacks for both sides, you cashed in a big way yesterday in Philadelphia. That included Jalen Hurts, who went over his rushing yards prop on the opening drive of the game, a 44-yard touchdown scamper for Philly's QB, but sacked 7 times throughout the game from that juncture on. In an injured left knee DRS, where he exited the game at a point and came back with a pretty hefty brace. Here is Jalen Hurts after the game about his status moving forward for an NFC championship.
For this week, you said you'll see how the week goes. Is your status uncertain for next week?
Great question. No, I was just seeing how the week will go, seeing how things progress.
So you think you feel confident you'll play next week, I guess?
Yeah.
And that's what you would expect out of Philly's quarterback. We'll get it from Dr. Donnie on the other side of the break. We'll talk everything you need to know as we continue our reaction to the divisional round next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We know that Jalen Hurts is a man of not many words. When asked about if he thinks he'll be able to play this upcoming Sunday at the Link, hosting an NFC Championship game against divisional foe, the Commanders, Hurts said, yeah, he did injure his knee last night in Philadelphia. Came back to the game with a pretty large knee brace on that left side. DRS, he didn't exactly seem mobile, which is one of the highlights of how Jalen Hurts plays the quarterback position. You are Dr. Donnie. We'll hear from the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, a little bit later on in hour three as well. But Dr. Donnie, tell us, do you believe Jalen Hurts will play this upcoming Sunday against Washington? And if so, will he be limited?
He will be probably somewhat limited here, but also understand this, he will be playing in this football game, and we're not expecting any weather conditions nearly like we saw last night with the Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. Much better conditions, still cooler temperatures, but no precipitation right now in the forecast, and lighter winds, subject to change. Today's a Monday, next week is a Sunday. But for my money here, and it was tough because your major advantage in that game, Ben, as we talked about, was a mobile quarterback going along with Saquon Barkley, that you all of a sudden didn't have a mobile quarterback in the second half. Now, as you saw, they still had to keep the defense honest by rolling them out of the pocket on short passes to tight ends and dump offs to running back just to keep that angle there. But you also saw late in that game on a 2nd and 7 where most people thought Saquon Barkley was just going to get the football. They tried that again. Hurts rolls out. Defensive lineman tracks, and by the way, not even a defensive tackle, tracks him down and sacks him with ease. That's something to keep an eye on, because one quarterback going to be ultra mobile and elusive in the pocket. We'll see how much Jalen Hurts will be next week, but that's why you have an expensive offensive line and a great running game and big-time wide receivers to make up for it. He will play. How effective will he be on the ground? We'll see, but I have a feeling that he'll be feeling pretty good come Sunday, as opposed to that almost losing the game slash my knee hurts. Oh my goodness, am I even coming back into the football game? So there's at least that.
They haven't needed much through the air so far throughout the postseason, and conditions did dictate that just a little bit. 128 yards last night for Hurts, but 15 of 20, he was efficient. A buck 31 the week prior for the Eagles in the win against Green Bay. Dr. Donnie now becomes forecaster Donnie. Yeah. You're there in the greater Philadelphia, South Jersey area. What's the weather supposed to be at the Link next Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, not too bad. Like, getting the preliminary weather forecast, 42 degrees. Love to see that. Precipitation, Ben, 0%. Winds, under 10 miles per hour. And by the way, you know what is funny? You go back and watch the highlights, because again, as a fan, or even if you just wanted to catch up on it, the NFL clips them right away, like a 12 or 13 minute like montage of every big play in the Eagles game yesterday. You watch the first quarter, it's like, man, the field looks good, the players are fast, everything looks great. And like 5 minutes into that 13 minutes, is like, is this the same planet? Is this the same game that we're absolutely watching? Yeah. So it will be nice next week just to see the green grass out there, and no excuses. Yeah. May the best team win, because as I said, even though that game got close in the end, usually you say like weather is the ultimate equalizer. Not when you have Saquon Barkley, a big offensive line, and a mobile quarterback, when you don't have the same thing and you're a dome team coming outdoors on short rest. That was a major advantage for the Eagles, and it held up and they won. They won't have that same advantage next week as the more mobile quarterback comes to town in Jaden Daniels.
285 yards on the ground for the Birds, 8.4 yards per carry. The Rams, though, did outgain the Eagles because of Matthew Stafford throwing for 324 and the prolific passing production in those final two possessions for Los Angeles. Donnie, that was actually a consistent theme throughout all four matchups during the divisional round. The team that outgained its opponent actually ended up losing said football game, even in the offensive affair that was Saturday night. The stunner and the shocker of the weekend, the Commanders, as an 8.5-point road underdog against the one seed in the NFC. The 15-win Detroit Lions go into the Motor City and win outright by two touchdowns, 45-31. Jaden Daniels has done it once again.
Once again, twice again, three times again. This guy's been phenomenal. Rookie quarterbacks, Ben, in the regular season, wait till they get to the playoffs. Wait till they play a road game in the playoffs. Wait till they play a second road game in the playoffs against the best team in the NFC record-wise in their own building, waiting and ready to go. Unbelievable performance. But having said that once again, how do you let teams that shouldn't beat you into the game, turnover one, turnover two times, maybe three times, still be able to hang around? You can't turn the football over five times and beat anybody. You can't beat a Division III team if you're an NFL team, losing the minus five in the turnover battle. Jared Goff in the biggest game couldn't find opponents here. Only could find opponents, couldn't find his own players here. Look at the yard. We have more. We're going to get to this game. We are, man. I got a lot.
That's how we'll start hour two next.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.